This has all led us to bring Ed Thorne, Christian Daughter from Main Street Magazine, of course, available for free pickup throughout the tri-state region and also online at mainstreetmag.com. But I just wanted to point out, leading to you, Thorne, good morning, about how easier things have gotten for me and really putting together a magazine for the holiday season and having to put it, really start to put it together months ahead of time. Has to be a little bit of hard work.
It gets kind of wonky because, like, I'm not in the holiday spirit right now because I already worked on the December issue, you know, a month ago. So it's kind of, it confuses you time-wise. Plus, you know, with us, we're having to deal with, you know, printer deadlines more so because, you know, obviously they're closed for holidays. So that impacts our deadlines and stuff like that. But we try not to push our advertisers and, you know, put a little, you know, clinch on them. But usually, our deadline is around the 15th of the month, but then we also have the fact that, you know, if it falls on a certain day, it kind of messes us about as well. So it's just these different challenges of times of year that, you know, are a little wonky.
Well, that's the thing I like about being an NPR station is that the programming aspect, we leave up to our program hosts. And we don't have to worry about that, you know, anymore, which takes a big chunk of what used to be. And we also sound different because we don't play the same 800 songs each year in between in between Thanksgiving.
It's always good to be a different, you know, gives you something to come to listen to.
I really have to tell you, I really appreciate the fact that I don't have to listen to Mama Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. They've tried to, it's a joke in my office. Ashley tries to start playing Christmas music in September. And I'm like, no, after Thanksgiving, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, I'm okay with it. It's like, you know, so they make a joke of it sometimes when I was, you know, the last one coming to the office in the morning, they had Christmas music going and sat quietly and just side-eyed me to see when I'd notice.
All right. Well, we'll get to this month's issue of Main Street Magazine. And the story we'll start off with is Son of a Gun, Stress-Free Holidays and Ways to Have Stress-Free Holidays. I mean, there's no way you can have a completely stress-free holiday, but I guess you can narrow it down.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and we, you know, when we have space, I like to throw in a little one-page, you know, health-related column. For this one, we had it, and I thought it was very fitting. So, you know, I had some coping mechanisms myself for that. I know, you know, like our staff uses, and so I did a bunch of research as well. And there's so many things out there. You know, I think I ended up with a Mayo Clinic that had the most helpful information. And so if anyone's looking, you know, definitely check out the Mayo Clinic. But I think it's a matter of just kind of being realistic and trying to remain in control. And actually, my sister-in-law texted me yesterday. She works at a nice retail store around, and she said one of her coworkers was talking about this great article that she found to be so helpful, and it was ways to have a stress-free holiday. So my sister-in-law thought it was so funny, and I was like, oh, well, that's really nice to hear that at least, you know, this article helped, you know, one person, and I hope it certainly helps others. But that reader was saying that she found so many helpful tips in here and that she was going to utilize, so I really enjoyed that. But it's, you know, here are just, you know, half a dozen ways to, you know, kind of change how you think about it and remain stress-free. And one of the things that I found most helpful was just say no. And people often think that they can't, you know, when you're asked to be, you know, do something or bring something. But if your family or friends, you know, love you enough and understand you enough, when you say no, I'm sorry, I can't, they respect you enough to know that, okay, you can't. And that's okay. And, you know, being in control of that and acknowledging the fact that it's okay to say no is very powerful. And just that, you know, alleviates a lot of stress. And of course, one of the other main things that I found everywhere in my research and something that I use is that, you know, just to stay healthy, even though we try to indulge during the holidays, you know, to try to keep your routine, to continue to exercise, eat right, you know, don't indulge too much in drink and food. And sleep. Sleep is always a key component. So just trying to keep that steady routine as much as you can will certainly help just keep you in line and, you know, have yourself be, you know, constantly self-check.
Well, it's interesting when you think about, especially this holiday season, it, as compared to other, just look at what there's stress in A, how's the family going to get together? How are you going to get together with friends? If you're working, do I really have to get a gift for a coworker that I want to get a gift for? What type of food? How am I going to afford to get presents? There are so many layers of stress.
Yeah, for sure.
That it's almost like a puff pastry of stress. I mean, or like an onion. You peel it back and there's just more layers and layers. And at the end of it all, though, by the way, 99.9% of us enjoy the holiday season.
We hope we do. Yeah. You know, after all this, if we get through all of that.
All right, you've got an article about a new art gallery in Great Barrington. Mixing It Up, the article is called.
Yep, Carrie Chan's new art gallery is located right in the main drag, and Regina interviewed her about her background as well as the gallery and the impetus for it. And then she focused on her first exhibit, which I think is, it might be over at this point because it opened on October 30th, if I'm not mistaken. So Regina kind of talked to Carrie about the artists, the three that she had right now. But the article kind of focuses also on, you know, Carrie's vision for it and being part of the community, which she hopes to bring to the folks who visit the gallery. So she's very excited about it, and I hope she had a great first show, and I think she mentioned it's been a little while again, you know, I read through this and edited this about a month ago, that I think her second show might be up already, or if not, it might be coming soon. So, but Carrie was very excited about, you know, this new venture that they had.
And C.B. Wismore once again is featured with I think a pretty cool feature in the magazine this month, Winter Reverie.
So this is a little bit of a different thing for us. As most of our readers know, CB is not just a great pen, but Laszlo is a fantastic photographer. So the two of them kind of got together with CB, took some inspiration from CB's or from Laszlo's photographs, and wrote a poem of sorts called Winter Reverie. And so the first page is just the title image with a beautiful photo, and followed by three more of Laszlo's amazing photos from around the area during wintertime, and the poem that CB wrote for it. And CB, the week that the magazine came out, he emailed me that he had a bunch of his friends and people reach out and say, that was fantastic. And then they went down memory lane of, you know, the associations that they themselves had. So I thought that was a wonderful connector for us.
Yeah, it's I don't know if I can describe this this way because I'm not a writer, but it's a peaceful article, if you know what I mean. In radio, we would call it a feel-good piece, not necessarily eye-opening in like an amazing sort of way, but just a real nice awakening of a nice different way to take an outlook of the season.
Precisely, and that's exactly how I felt about it too. And you know, poems might not be for everyone, but we thought it was a nice little thing, you know, especially for the holiday season. And it's something we haven't done, so it was a nice little change up.
Well, Main Street Magazine, once again, available for free pickup throughout our region and on the web, mainstreetmag.com. I'll speak to you next week, Thorne, and see how less hassled you might be, or more hassled.
We'll see. I'm on quarantine right now, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that. Remember your family, or were you exposed to somebody?
A member of the family, but you know, everyone's fine, and you know, it's just being the, you know, taking the precautions, and it's just how it goes. This is our second quarantine.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll speak to you next week, Thorne.
That sounds terrific. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorne Christendotter and Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio.